Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today is Tiffany King, Eat at Home founder and author of her debut cookbook, Eat at Home Tonight, 101 Simple Busy Family Recipes for Your Slow Cooker, Sheet Pan, Instant Pot, and More. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
This book is organized in kind of an unconventional way by various excuses, which I love, like everyone's on a different schedule tonight. How did you come up with that creative idea?
Well, with my own family, I know that there are a multitude of excuses that can keep you from having dinner every night. And by excuses, sometimes they are things that we just try to get ourselves out of dinner with. I know for myself, sometimes and a lot of times they're just legitimate concerns and things that happen in a busy family. Like you've got teenagers who are working a shift, or you've got kids that you're driving across town at dinner time. It's really hard to get dinner done when you're not at home, but there are some ways.
Before we continue, a quick word from our podcast sponsor. Are you looking for an easy way to batch cook healthy food at home? Joule Sous Vide is the tool for you. Joule heats food to the exact right temperature and holds it there, so it's hot and ready to serve whenever you are ready to eat. There's no guesswork, so food is never under or overcooked. To get yours, visit chefsteps.com/Joule and use the code CLEVER, all lowercase, to get $15 off for a limited time. That's chefsteps.com/Joule, code CLEVER. The code is case sensitive, so be sure to type lowercase CLEVER. Joule, perfect food every time. And now back to our podcast. I think that so many people get stuck in this rut of not knowing what to make for dinner, feeling like they're out of ideas. And one of the things in your bio, which is amazing to me, is that it says you've cooked over 10,000 meals for your family. How do you stay inspired and keep coming up with new flavor combinations and things to do with ingredients?
It definitely can be a challenge for sure. One of the things is I do allow myself sometimes to have very, very simple dinners for a couple of days if I'm in a burnout state. I think that's okay. As long as you're not going out to eat and you're eating at home and you're keeping that habit, eventually you're going to get tired of scrambled eggs and you'll get yourself back into the kitchen. That's, I think, a totally fine way to deal with that. The other thing is I intentionally put myself in a difficult position for making dinner. So I'll come down with no plan, maybe at 5:30 or 6 o'clock when I know my family is about to come in, and try to create something with the ingredients I have in my kitchen at that moment so that it will work for people who are in that situation.
You definitely know how to make the most of the equipment that you have in your kitchen and sort of use those things like a slow cooker, like an Instant Pot, even like a simple sheet pan as allies to get dinner on the table every night. What are some of the ways that you feel like those pieces of equipment really get you through some of those tougher times? And what are the things that you think people really should have in their kitchen? And what are some of the pieces of equipment you think maybe we could skip?
Yeah, those three things are really helpful. They're not, you know, you can make dinner without having an Instant Pot for sure, but it's a very helpful piece of equipment to have depending on what your schedule is. So you may see recipes online that promise you can have dinner in 5 minutes. That is not true. So don't fall into that lure. It's not going to happen with the Instant Pot. You have to give it time to reach pressure. Then it'll have to go through its cook time. But if you have maybe 25 to 30 minutes at the end of the day and you can put your things in the Instant Pot and then let it do its thing while you do your thing, that's perfect. It's also great if you have some time in the afternoon or earlier in the day, load it up, let it cook, and then it'll switch over to keep warm. And your dinner's perfect when you come in. So that one is one of my favorite appliances. The slow cooker is fantastic if you have time to load it in the morning. Choose a recipe that's going to be able to take that heat, take that long cooking time. And that is also a great one. Yeah. So I actually bought an Instant Pot because I was going to write a blog post about how you didn't need one. And I thought I should test it out a little bit before I wrote that and fell in love.
So. Oh, that's so funny. So you were a convert.
Right.
You mentioned that you love to give yourself the challenge of cooking from your pantry, just kind of going into the kitchen when it's about time to start making dinner and seeing what you have on hand. What are some of the things that you always keep on hand that you recommend people maybe stock up on or just keep in the kitchen so that they can always count on a delicious home-cooked meal?
Some of the things are canned tomato products like diced tomatoes, tomato sauce, crushed tomatoes. All three of those are so versatile that you can put them in lots and lots of different recipes. You can go with Mexican or Italian or all kinds of different things that you can do if you've got those. I also love to keep canned beans. Kidney beans and black beans specifically. I also really like chickpeas. But the kidney and black beans seem to be very versatile for lots of different meals if you need to add a quick protein to it. Another one is pasta, rice, those kinds of things, having eggs in the refrigerator. All of those are real basic. They go in so many different recipes, and you can pull lots of other ingredients. Maybe clean out your crisper drawers and add whatever vegetables you have to that and come up with a good dinner.
How about spices and seasonings? What are some of your tricks for creating flavor in simple ways?
Yeah, I love to, you know, just plain salt and pepper. Sometimes if you use kosher salt and some fresh ground pepper, you kind of can't go wrong with that. I know it seems boring, but if you do a little bit of extra of both of those, that can be really good. I also just have some favorite seasoning blends that my family likes and go on lots of different meats or shake them into roasted vegetables. It's just good to find what your family likes, whether that be a lemon pepper or a steak seasoning or whatever that is for you. And especially on vegetables, you can get them roasted and they're so good when you season them up in different ways.
What are a few of your go-to recipes, just tried and true dishes that your family always asks for or you always turn back to no matter how much your repertoire expands?
If I'm running very short on time and I have absolutely no plan, I will fall back to Mexican bean and rice bowls every time. They're so simple. It's 2 cans of kidney beans, some cumin and chili powder, and onion, a little bit of salsa, and then that all gets cooked and put over brown rice or quinoa or whatever kind of grain that you have. It's so simple and easy to do. Another one is a chicken curry recipe. That's just amazingly simple. We always love it.
Tiffany, thank you so much for coming to share these insights with us today. It's really important to think about how we can get dinner on the table every night, and this book certainly helps.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Check out the cookbook, Eat at Home Tonight, 101 Simple Busy Family Recipes for your slow cooker, sheet pan, instant pot, and more. And tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.